Hong Kong movie maker Wong Kar-wai has won a cult following for his genre-bending movies Ashes of Time and Chungking Express. He also has collected numerous awards on the festival circuit, including the Best Director Prize at the Cannes Film Festival in 1997 for Happy Together. His latest, In the Mood for Love, opened over the weekend, a few days late for Valentine's Day. Beth Accomando of member station KPBS reports.
Wong Kar-wai begins filming with an idea and the confidence that he can improvise the rest.
We are not making a film in a very normal way. It's normally you have a script and you can send a script to people and then people will decide they will finance the film or not based on the script. But we have no script. So the only people we can work with is people who have been working with us, and it's kind of a trust.
Wong has developed that kind of trust with actress Maggie Cheung, who starred in his earlier films, Days of Being Wild and Ashes of Time. She says Wong started shooting In the Mood for Love with even less of an idea than he usually does.
It really grew from zero to now. And I'm sure that growth, I am part of it, because if he was working with somebody else, I'm sure he would have developed the character in a different way.
In the same way that Duke Ellington wrote compositions for the members of his band, Wong Kar-wai builds films around the actors he casts. He even calls his actors jazz musicians, and his films jam sessions. Always cool, laid back, and sporting shades, Wong relies on his band to improvise along with him. But actor Tony Leung says Wong's lead can sometimes be hard to follow.
I don't know what happened behind those sunglasses. Maybe he's sleeping.
Or just dreaming up what to film that day, since Wong doesn't script the day's shoot until he arrives on the set. During this process, a lot can change. When he began In the Mood for Love, Wong thought he was in the mood for food.
We want to tell the story of these two persons through eating noodles, pork chops, and rice cookers. And we have the working title of this project called Story About Food. But somehow, in the process of making this film, we find out it is a story about a period that has been lost in our life in Hong Kong.
Wong has set In the Mood for Love in 1962, the year that his family moved to the city from Shanghai. His fond memories of a close-knit community of other immigrants from Shanghai translates into images that radiate a warm glow and a soundtrack that includes songs he remembers hearing.
Siempre que te pregunto,
In the Mood for Love focuses on two characters who move into the same apartment building on the same day. Maggie Cheung says Wong found the mood for love when he filmed the first slow-motion shots of the characters passing each other in the rain.
I think from shooting those scenes, he found the mood for the film. And I remember we used to be in the office looking at the dailies, and he would put on the music that he's chosen for the film now, and we'll be looking at those images, and those were the first exciting images that we saw. It's like, this is it, this is it.
The characters meet when the movers mix up their belongings. Later, the two strangers discover that their spouses are having an affair, and that propels the rest of the action. Tony Leung says he had no idea how the story would wind up, because Wong often creates his films in the editing room.
The most interesting thing is, even you know very well about your character after you finish all the shootings, but you will never have an idea of what the story is about, because he will do that in the editing room, because he would shoot a lot, and I think the footage is enough for maybe three or four movies.
After seeing the finished film, Maggie Cheung was surprised by the lack of dialogue.
I didn't know the film would have so many unsaid words, that he is not really trying to explain what's going on with these two people, but he's just constantly suggesting to the audience what's going on between them, and it leaves a lot of space for the audience to imagine the rest. And I didn't know the result of the angle that he was shooting the film. Like, it's always, you feel you're an outsider when you're an audience, that you're like peeping into the story of these two people.
Filmmaker Wong Kar-wai prefers scenes without dialogue because they allow him greater flexibility in editing. But shooting without dialogue or getting your lines on the set each day can be frustrating for a performer.
It takes so long. And also, while we're shooting and finding the story and the characters, I have doubts about my abilities and as an actress, that I'm not doing the right thing and I'm not giving him enough to inspire him more, or, you know, I would start questioning myself. And that's kind of painful.
And the results are not always appreciated. Some critics call Wong Kar-wai's films triumphs of style over substance. But others say style is the substance. Either way, Wong says it's often a style built on necessity. The cramped quarters where he shot In the Mood for Love dictated the film's look.
So sometimes we have to turn our camera to the mirror, something like that, and people will think, well, it is very stylized. Yes, it is, but at the same time, it is because we are shooting in a very small space.
In order to respond to whatever conditions he encounters, both unexpected and self-imposed, Wong needs a crew that can wing it, like production designer William Chang, who's been with Wong since 1988, when the filmmaker's career began. Wong says the intimacy that has built up over the years means he and his crew can almost read each other's minds, like musicians in a tight band. Wong says it's allowed him to develop a kind of shorthand to get what he wants.
Like, if we want to the look of a woman, then we said, okay, you still remember 5 years ago we were in that coffee shop, there's a strange lady eating by herself. You remember that woman? And said, yes, I want a woman like this. And he just get it. And I think this kind of relationship actually is a necessity for the way we work, because we need kind of understanding between us. And I'm the band leader. I'm just keep everything in tune already.
Wong Kar-wai's latest cinematic composition, In the Mood for Love, plays with some new rhythms and adds a few new riffs to his repertoire. But the themes are the same ones he's always used in his movies: love, loss, and the way memory can shape our lives. For NPR News, this is Beth Accomando.